What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, good morning to you from Borgata. It's an interesting weekend as we have both the Phillies and the Eagles with very notable stuff related to alumni. Double banger of alumni stuff. Eric Allen goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. So a lot of the Eagles from that era are in Canton, Ohio this weekend, which is really nice that they're up there to celebrate them. When we had Ruben Frank on earlier, he referenced Randall and Seth and Keith Byers and a whole bunch of players from that group, both offensively and defensively. So that's awesome. And, of course, the Phillies with the Wall of Fame stuff this weekend and their alumni in town. So really special stuff from yesteryear for both organizations and by extension for the fans as well, which is really cool. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to drop of the week this segment. We also do five questions with the Mac Man. We got two questions left with Jody this hour. We'll get to it all. Let's go to Mark right now in Woodbury Heights. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. I'm looking forward to playing Fritz. I'm looking forward to 2 months to find out who wins the Phillies-Mets division. And yeah. Doing pretty good, buddy.
Those are the two things top of mind for you.
They
absolutely
are.
I think you're going to do. I think you're going to, Joe.
And I'm looking forward to a boring preseason because nobody's going to play. But hold on.
Good. I don't know if you heard what I just said.
No,
I
I'm sorry. What did you say, Mark?
You're going to defeat Mr. Fritz.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's certainly my intent.
Like it.
I do.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
Here's you guys have mentioned it a little bit during your show, but here's the bottom line with the Phillies. The caller you had, I don't know, 40 minutes ago or so, said you should be mad at the players, right? Well, who put this roster together?
Yeah, Dombrowski. Largely Dombrowski.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. And you got a lot of guys, free swingers, swing through a lot of pitches, weak contact. This offense hasn't changed in several years. It hasn't changed, and he has done nothing to change it. And here's the question: we're going to be talking about this in October. Who's hitting behind Bryce Harper?
Yeah, we've been talking about it for 3 years in a row, and I think this is year four.
It's never been addressed.
Well, at least since Hoskins left.
Yes, that's right. Okay. 3 years in a row now. Yeah, you're right, James.
But Hoskins was decent. He was decent.
No, he was a legit. He was a legit presence behind Bryce. He was.
Okay, but it has not been addressed in the Arizona series.
Yeah,
right. It killed you. It killed you last.
Yeah, Bohm struggled in 23 last year. I don't even remember who did they settle on behind Bryce.
Was Casty most?
Was it?
Oh, it was Bohm too. A lot. It was Bohm in the playoffs until he got benched.
So at the end of the day, as we all sit here, can this team win the World Series with this current roster?
Yes, the answer to your question is yes, they can. But I think they could have done more to help themselves
with this offense.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, they can. I don't know if your phone's breaking up. They can, but I think we're all aggravated they didn't do more. All right, Mark, give me an answer, my man. What was something that had people scratching their head like this trade deadline?
When Rob Thompson took out Zach Wheeler in game 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I don't know if scratching the head is quite the right thing, but fair enough. And then what's that guy's name? Alvarez? What was that guy's name?
Oh, Yordan Alvarez.
Alvarez.
Yeah.
Stud.
That was, Jody, he's always reminded me, I see Willie McCovey, and I didn't know McCovey. I was young, but I wasn't even born, but the stuff I've seen, big, tall dude, left-handed hitter.
McCovey was more svelte.
Yeah.
Yordan Alvarez could play linebacker in the NFL, he looks like.
Looks like Jahad Campbell, built. Right?
Yeah.
You're right, Jahad Campbell, big guy. Hmm. All right, drop of the week coming up shortly. I also want to get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. We'll round that out in a moment. Let's go to Chuck right now, calling from Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Jody, always nice to hear you, buddy. How you doing?
Thanks, bud.
Good, bud. I'm real excited about it. This requires a dive into the defensive metrics, so that's not very popular or sexy on the radio. I get that, so I won't do it. But if you do it, I know Jody and James do it now and then, what you see defensively is off the charts. And when I say this, you're going to laugh. He's Andrew Jones good as an outfielder. You look at his RF9, range factor per nine innings. You don't see threes. Jones did. Mays did. Trout 1 year. That's it.
Well, I got to see the guy play to know that. That's true, Chuck. Well, I mean, that's a massive comparison. Massive.
This guy, right in front of you, when you hang up, if you want to look at it sometime today, you'll see what's up. So check out his defensive metrics. This is a lockdown guy in the outfield. Like, we haven't had in a long while. That's why his WAR right now is 2.8. He's not there.
Is this,
there on
is this like when Rojas was going to be the next Gary Maddux?
In the beginning, he looked at first
year. Yeah, he actually did in 23 look really good.
If Rojas had developed, we probably don't have Beta right now. But this guy's, he's a 2.8 WAR for a reason. Because as we say, when we do this analytics system, nobody gets you WAR. You earn it on the basis, on defense, your arm, your cut, all the little things we always talk about, you know, in baseball, add up on WAR. And that's why he's 2.8. We only got one Philly higher than him, Schwarber. And guess what? Your answer for Schwarber in left field, Joe, it lies in the WAR. He was neutral every year of his career except one, WAR-wise. Why? Because he took away from his offensive run contribution defensively. All of a sudden, he's +8. Why? Because he's a DH. So, no, Joe, you can't put Schwarber back in left field. But you know what? The Phillies brass knows that. You'll never see that. I mean, you may see a game here or there, but he's not going to be in left field in the playoffs. That's for this guy's going to help us.
I'm just telling you, Chuck, if guys aren't hitting in the playoffs, then I don't even have a great DH at this point. But I'm just saying, Schwarber to left field is totally on the table for me.
Well, something else, depending on what they do, is like Nick Castellanos, he can hit, although not consistently. His defensive play in right field is not good. So, like when we talk about Rojas and Kepler and what they're going to do, like that's also a possibility, you know, late in the game if you have a lead and you need a defensive sub, someone could go in right field too. If you don't want to put Schwarber,
well,
if Rob
Thompson wants to take,
Rob
Thompson.
Well, honestly, like who cares? Like Rob Thompson needs to figure that out.
Think about it. Think about it. Since that happened, how many times?
It's crazy.
How many times has Nick Castellanos?
Zero, right, James?
Yes, it's freaking
crazy.
Zero, man. It's zero.
Yeah, that disappointed me with Topper. It's like he took it on and then he just waved the white flag. What is that?
Yeah,
it is bizarre.
Do you agree, Jody, that if they'd made a move with Casty, that would have upset the clubhouse?
Upset the – what do you mean, traded him or –
Well, if they had done anything to you know, off the roster, trade, whatever, I see Cassie right now as a player very much embraced in the clubhouse.
Yes, you're right about that.
You know, I just think they're not – that was a position they went out of their way, not to say there's a big market for him, hardly, but I still don't think the Phillies are trying to move – or do anything with him because of his value in the clubhouse. He's maybe a protected species kind of thing.
He's a very underrated leader.
The thing you need to keep in mind, he wasn't bad defensively until this year. He had the ability to come in and make that sliding catch.
I don't know.
Well,
about
he
that,
makes sure. miraculous plays
his,
in the post.
His defense
somehow.
Has dropped off considerably.
I saw him the other day in a game. There was a ball in front. Hang on, Chuck. There was a ball in front of him. I mean, he had to pick it up because it was a single or something. He looked old. Picking
He's slow.
It up. I don't know if you guys remember this play.
Yes.
He looked. You remember this, Jody? It was like
absolutely.
Two or three games ago, he looked like it was he was laboring to bend down and pick the ball up.
He's very slow.
Yeah.
He went from average, maybe slightly below average, to well below average defense.
All right, Chuck, I got to move. Chuck, what had people scratching their head?
Yeah, I'd rather talk baseball and football, but I'll never understand the Seattle's coach not running the ball four straight times to that guy Lynch.
All right, you got it, Chuck. It's already been said. It's already been said, but fair enough. All right, we're doing five questions with the Mac Man. Jody, question four. Give me a simple answer and a simple why. More likely to make the playoffs this upcoming season, Sixers or Flyers?
Sixers.
Obviously, if the Sixers players are healthy, they're more likely to make the playoffs. Right. So what I'm asking you is, knowing that we don't know if they'll be healthy, more likely to make the playoffs, Sixers or Flyers?
Sixers, because they can't be as injured as they were last year.
You've been hearing good news on Joel Embiid status?
Of course not.
I mean, we're getting close to training camp.
They're going to keep that under wraps.
If he was healthy, they would.
So you're on the grassy knoll. If they're saying nothing, he must be like near death.
I'm just saying, man. I would like Seltzer, something, some kind of morsel
Please,
of good news.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with. We got like a 10,000 page article about Embiid and all that's going on with him, and we can't get a freaking update from the team about where he's at. Thank you.
You know what we got from that short novel was Embiid saying, "No one's going to tell me when I have to come back. I'm going to come back when I feel ready to come back."
Yeah.
Which makes me think it's probably not going to be by the time
they're practicing.
Yeah, it could be.
Because remember, that was his mindset going into last year, that he was going to do things on his timetable. It turned out he literally couldn't play last year much. Like, maybe this is something where he just tries to crank it up in January and February and time it up for the playoffs, which is something people used to talk about. But Seltzer, more likely to make the playoffs. Who is it? It's a tough one, right?
Yeah, no.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It really is. I would probably say the Sixers, but I don't feel good about it.
I think the Sixers.
I lean them too, but man, I mean, I'm telling you this, guys, that Joel can't play. They might not. I mean, it might
if
not
the
make
Flyers had
all.
Made another move or two, you know,
One
they
more.
Made the Zegras,
right.
you know, then if maybe I'd go that way. But it feels like it's just the Zegras thing and kind of,
right,
you know.
Right. Goaltending is still alive.
That's the key. I would have been willing to go Flyers, but they did nothing to improve the goaltending.
Goaltending, I know. All right, one of our favorite segments every week, of course, is something we do every week at this time. Let's crank it up with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Whoa, yourself. Drop of the week is presented by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Seltzer, what happened this week on our
All
program?
Right, let's dive in. It's rare that the first drop is very likely to win, but I guess when one of the members of your show gets engaged, it probably can win drop of the week. Our guy Richie gives us the announcement on Monday.
John, how was your weekend? Everyone have a good weekend?
Mine was wonderful. I got engaged.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look at this guy.
Alicia.
John Ritchie.
Said yes. She said yes.
Burying the lead. There it is.
How about that?
It's almost 8 o'clock.
How about that? Did you know it, Jody? Is that breaking news to you?
That Ritchie got engaged?
Yeah.
No, I'd heard it, but I had no idea that it was going to be announced on Monday.
Yeah. Jody, who do you feel worse for? Phillies fans, we might have to see Rojas again this year.
Or Alicia.
Or John's fiance that she's got to spend the rest of her life with Richie.
Yeah, you can just continue to beat up Richie. I'm not going to kick the guy while he's down.
Just playing around. We're all happy for
that. Was such a risky Richie announcement, though.
Oh, I know. Just,
like,
hey,
so
by the
casual.
Way.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I knew it was happening last weekend, but I didn't hear it live on Monday morning, and just very.
I was trying to
kind of almost how he told us,
because we did know in advance that it was possible.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right, well, I got to find a way to ask him. Like, hey, how was everybody's weekend?
Yeah,
John, how about you? You know,
it was good. I got engaged.
Got engaged.
Guys, unbelievable.
Something else, man. All right, let's keep it rolling. One of the great Times Yours calls I think we've ever gotten. After Richie gets engaged, this Times Yours call came in that day about our guy Fritz.
Hey, John, congratulations. Did you get down on one knee, or did you pull a Fritz and get down on both knees and bow to the hammer?
For those who haven't seen the golf video, that is a reference to when they said drop it from your knees, Jack actually dropped to both knees and dropped
funny,
the ball.
Like, honestly, funniest one of moment. The funniest things I've seen in a very long time.
Jody, you know that, right?
I had heard. Yeah. I didn't see the video, which... somehow it still hasn't made.
Well, it's out there. It's got a
general consumption.
But I mean, the fact that, no, it has. No, he finally unleashed
it.
But I mean, literally, I was just saying, you drop from your knees. I mean, he dropped the ball from your knees and he dropped to his knees. I mean, talk
amazing.
About a guy. He got castrated right in front of him.
He was that level of crashing out.
No. All right, we're moving on from castration. We were talking to Coach Harris, and we have a new nickname for a couple members of the afternoon show.
This sounds like exactly what Jack needs.
You're right.
Sounds like precisely what he could have used when he was melting down and kneeling while dropping the ball.
That was unbelievable.
John, Jack needs a team of coaches, right? Yeah.
And Harris, he's got them. They're called Mommy and Daddy.
Wow.
Spike and Ike. Mommy and Daddy.
All right, hold on. Who's the mommy?
Spike, obviously. Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy and Daddy works. We got to really go with that in the month of August. Remind me, Seltzer, to not forget to use Mommy and Daddy.
I will not let you forget that one. It is too good. All right, let's keep it rolling. A two-pack of Jim Salisbury just crushing Fritz. You love to see it. Here's the first.
And the ball was hitting my glove pretty heavy, and I knew if he would throw strikes, you would have problems. And
I did.
And you did, but, you know, he was a complete embarrassment in golf because he really...
That's for sure.
He popped off to me that he was going to clean your clock in golf, and then he embarrassed all of Chester County with that performance. So,
there you go, Jim.
Jimmy! Guess what?
That's great.
Jim wasn't done. Here's Jim on the way out.
And thank you for your support rooting for me against Fritz. It does mean the world.
Words in the mouth. Joe, I'm behind you all the way.
Hey.
That sounded earnest.
That was insincere.
Hey, Jim, you ready for this? I'm going to kick his ass today.
Wow.
I have no doubt that man needs to be humbled in a big way.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy's taking shots, man.
He was. He was. And then, of course, we didn't play tennis, so it never did happen. But.
It was good, though. All right, let's keep it rolling. Caller Frank, Joe, this is what this guy does here is something you've been trying to get Richie to do this whole competition.
Okay.
You turned him.
Yes, sir.
I was a Joe detractor. I was a Joe non-believer. But when I listened to those smug nudniks on the afternoon show.
Nice, you said nudnik.
What
was the word? Nudnik?
Nudnik.
A nudnik. I throw up in my mouth a little bit when I listen to Fritz talk about this. Now, I want you to lay the smack down today and just come out victorious and gloat. Now, that's the specific wish for today.
You're turning people, Joe.
I appreciate that. I'm just frustrated. I keep hearing all this, do it today, do it today, do it today. We didn't do anything that day.
I know.
Didn't play.
Inside baseball, I thought about trying to edit them out, like the todays, because it wasn't today, and it sounded ridiculous every time I did it.
Right.
I figured I'd leave it in.
That can't win, because far be it from me to question pronunciation, because I can butcher almost anything. I think it's Nudnik.
It technically is Nudnik. You are correct.
Yes.
But
okay. That's why you don't understand, because what's
Yiddish.
A Nudnik?
Yes.
I know what a Nudnik is.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it, Jody. I like specificity with the Yiddish. Let's keep it rolling. We had a big debut on the show this week. Unexpected. Didn't even know it till after Time's Year is finished and Joe told us. But the great Amy from Villanova entered the chat this week. Here's a Time's Year is call just crushing you for not playing in the heat.
We're talking about heat, not the game. Not the game, not the game. We're talking about heat, not the game these guys are supposed to go out and die for. Talking about heat. I mean, what are we talking about? Talking about heat. Time's yours.
So clever. Like, not only was it Amy's debut, which would have made it anyway, but what a clever call.
So good.
Yeah. That was all her idea. She that and the for who, for, she kind of butchered the delivery on for who, for what a little bit, the lead up to it, but she nailed that one. That was great.
Yeah. My question fantastic. Is, would she have known AI, and yes, I'm talking Allen Iverson, not
intelligence. She's a big sports fan, Jody. Big.
Before becoming associated?
Dude, she was a sports fan before Joe.
She went to Super Bowl 52.
Like way
and
before.
You ready for this? And this is really impressive. She's the only person I know that did this. This is a fact. In October of 2017, she was so convinced the Eagles were great, she booked in October of 2017 a flight to Minneapolis for that game and the hotel. She didn't have she didn't have the game ticket in October, but she booked in October of 2017 the flight and the hotel.
That's impressive.
See, I'm way too superstitious for that.
She was in on it.
Yeah.
So at the time, I lived in Chicago.
Look, superstition, it worked out. You know?
I didn't even want to take off. Ended up flying home. It worked out. But I felt weird even taking off work like 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. Because I was like, I don't want to. It was before the NFC championship game that year.
I took the time off Seltzer 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember. Unplanned time.
What?
I was in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, right.
He called in at one point, and it didn't sound like you. You sounded like so sickly.
I was so weak.
Hello. This
was
Joe. Horrible. It was horrible.
I missed 8 straight days. No, that was a real infection.
In the run. Yeah, it was the Falcons game. I remember.
Yeah, that was a real infection.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Three more to get to, one of which will obviously be a little Are You Smarter, but pre-Are You Smarter, I had a funny line.
I mean, I'm going up against a prep guy. I feel like this might be my demise. By the way, know this. There is a chance to honor the prep that I will throw this competition.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because, you know.
Are you sure you don't want to just postpone it because it's hot in here?
I might want the first.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of that one.
Well played, James. Very well played.
Yeah, that was one I felt good about.
Yep.
All right, two more. One of which is, shout out to our guy, Sean. The fact that you somehow went 7-0 against these kids over the years is impossible. Finally, our guy Sean got it.
What is the only continent that resides in all four hemispheres?
North America.
Incorrect. Sean
Africa.
Is one. Africa's correct. Just for the hammer. 5-3. We got it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Josh starts doing the whistle. It's so ridiculous.
The whistle's so good.
It finally happens.
What a huge accomplishment. Popples.
Let me say this. Congratulations to Sean. Sean, good job, buddy.
That was awesome.
That's a damn good celebration. Man, forget about New Year's Eve. Just play that. You get to December 31st.
I might vote for that instead of Richie.
The Richie whistle's great. Like, it really works there. All right, one more to get to, and you kind of teased it a little bit again about 35, 40 minutes ago. But this happened yesterday.
Oh, I know.
The all-time tease for why Joe DiCamera is going to win.
I want everyone to remember this moment. There's something specific that is going to lead to me winning this competition. And I'm not going to tell anybody what it is, but I might put it in an envelope and hand it to Seltzer in the next day or two.
This is fascinating.
Because I am going to win, and I now know how and why.
Whoa!
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
What a tease. I mean, that is it. And the envelope thing, just top notch all around.
Any guesses?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
Especially because it's something you could put in an envelope,
put it in the envelope. I'm just going to write it down.
No, I'm saying, I don't know what you would write down. Like a specific thing for a reason you're going to win is my point.
Yep. Is it something that's been said before on air in regards to the competition? No?
Kept it under wraps. Good on you.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm really intrigued to see how this all plays out.
But James, I'm telling you, safe deposit box.
Oh yeah, no, don't worry.
Put it somewhere where it can't be tampered with.
I'm on it. It's a fireproof. The whole thing. I'm putting it in there. It's gonna stay there.
I love it. All right, we'll find out if it proves.
I'm like the guys at the Oscars, just not that one year.
Yeah, that one year. We'll see if it works out or not. All right, so what wins here? Richie engagement, Sean wins the thing or the envelope? I guess it's got to be John, right?
You got engaged.
I mean, I thought.
Honestly, I'd say John or James's little zinger.
Your zing was good, too,
That was pretty good.
Should we just go with James because John's not here?
I don't think I've ever won Drive of the Week.
Yeah, I feel like James never wins.
Seltzer,
he puts it together.
You.
I rarely put myself in it. It's only if I have one that I really like. Man, right.
I'm surprised neither Devin or James decided to go with the celebration of Joe's loss.
I mean, I thought that was actually the best
too.
Audio.
It was great, too.
That's where I would have gone.
All right, well, one of those two.
Jody trying to steal my first Drive of the Week.
Sorry, bud.
Appreciate it.
All right, good morning to you. From Borgata. We'll get you ready with the Wind of the Weekend coming up shortly. Let's settle the Twitter poll questions of the day as we look at some Phillies questions we had stemming from the trade deadline. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, MacMan, you play the role of Mr. Richie. First question today. How do you think people voted on? How do you feel about the Phillies not trading for an outfielder better than Harrison Bader? The choices, disappointed, aggravated, happy with Bader. Which one got the most votes, Jody?
Disappointed.
It does. 52% say disappointed, 29% happy with Bader, 19% aggravated. Second poll question, which player is more likely to be on the Phillies roster for the postseason? 70% say Rojas, 30% say Kepler. I think based on what Dombrowski said yesterday after the trade deadline, that is true. But, James, you think both will probably be gone? That's only if Crawford gets up there, I guess?
Yeah, I think both will be gone. I do. I don't necessarily think Rojas is more likely, though. I mean, Kepler...
Yeah, that's actually a surprising number.
Yeah, I think if Kepler starts... You know, look, Kepler's had an okay week. If he hits a little bit, I just think... They don't have anyone else off the bench who can hit a home run. I mean, I think Kepler is someone who at least can come up in a big spot for you and potentially put the ball in the ballpark.
They do need to make a decision today. Is that Weston Wilson?
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, Weston Wilson will go down for Harrison Bader.
Today.
I'd be floored, if anything else. Yeah, today. When Bader joins the team, my guess is Wilson will go down. I'd be shocked if they do anything else.
Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's
What's up,
going?
Buddy?
Doing? I think James Seltzer was... dialoguing with me through his return music. I heard some Tweezer in there, and then I heard a little Up in Smoke, opening credits with the Low Rider. So it's a good Friday. Certainly an uplifting to a pretty...
I had a friend that would whistle the Low Rider to our Spanish teacher. I forget, junior or senior year in high school. He would drive her freaking nuts. But she, I mean...
Yeah,
talent.
Listen, I'll just say this, and you guys know I got nothing but love for the prep. She was overmatched. She was a fill-in one year because teacher left. So, you know, when you fill in, you know, January, February, you throw someone in. I mean, she had no shot. I mean, she didn't know our names. She called everybody Mr. OJ. It was during the trial.
Don't.
Everybody was Mr. OJ. It was wild. Anyway, hello, Ed. I'm sorry. So, Ed, what do you make of the Philly situation here, man?
So, first of all, and Jody would appreciate this, Johan Duran's entrance music starts with the under...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Baker Bong. And then even saying that, I just get goosebumps. I cannot wait to watch him make his first entrance. I hope they do the same entrance music for him.
They probably will. Look, they got all those lights out there now, too. I mean, that's new this year, right, Devin?
Which
way they can make the whole stadium dark.
Well, they did that. Kimbrough, yeah, remember? They've done it. Kimbrough's the last person. James, correct me if I'm wrong. I think he's like the last player who had an entrance when he came out.
Yeah, Kimbrough.
And James,
and it was cool. Even before he stunk, it was cool.
Right, no, I get it. He was very good that year. He made the All-Star game until the end. James, they were darkening the stadium back then. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, they did for Kimbrough towards the end. They didn't do it his entire time here, but it was like September on maybe or so.
Gotcha. All right, fair enough. Well, when things fell apart.
That's the thing. I feel like you need to do it in moments where it fits. Like, don't do it if you're down or the game's not going.
All right, Ed, give me what left people scratching their head.
How about the final scene in The Sopranos when it went fade to black?
Yeah, that could win.
That's a really good answer,
Sopranos
man.
End is a very
That's
good
exactly
answer. Now, you guys know
happened.
when Jody's here, we do five questions with the Mac Man. Five questions to him, except Jody told me in the commercial break he's got a question for us. So let's final question, Jody, comes from you.
The perfect lead-in from the last caller.
Okay.
Today, this afternoon, since Dombrowski very available yesterday, nobody's heard from the manager yet. Will Topper today say Johan Duran is my closer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he
I think he did say that.
Well, Dombrowski said it. Remember, Dombrowski, after they made the trade, said,
yes,
Rob and
Dombrowski
I have talked.
Did.
He's going to be in the ninth. He's going to be the closer. He made a point of saying that. So
he confirmed what
Dombrowski
the manager's going to say the manager
no,
said
No, he
it?
Said Rob and I have talked about it.
He said, Dombrowski.
Even though,
yeah.
as the caller put out there, they certainly handled Kimbrel as he was a closer. The manager never said that. He never committed to, never verbally committed to Craig Kimbrel is our closer. He has not done that since he's been the manager of the Phillies. If he answers that specifically today, then I got to go to light show.
Yeah.
He's got to have his own entrance. If the manager is going to go so far as the first time declare a closer of the Phillies, it's a big deal.
I agree, especially because you got him under contract for 2.5 years. So let's crank it up and get this thing going. Let's get to Eric right now. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys. Before I go with my comment and talk about the head scratcher, I want to talk about Jody. I didn't know that you were on the Sopranos as a voiceover. So if I had to guess, I'm going to say season 5, where both Tonys are sitting watching the baseball game outside.
Oh, but that was not the scene.
Here's the problem: Jody doesn't know when it was.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. All I know, it had something to do with. I think it was at the Bada Bing. I think the whatever scene it was, whatever season it was while they were at the Bada Bing in the back room.
That's I'm kind of going to make a Playboy comment. That's like you read Playboy for the words, or
the
you get
articles.
Playboy for the articles,
or whatever.
Jody Mack in the Bada Bing with his voice. What are you paying attention to?
I don't know.
Yeah, not me.
So we're talking about the bullpen for the first round, the wild card. We know that the staff is stacked. So I'm thinking that you actually have Wheeler, Sanchez, and Suarez do the first 3 games, and you have Nola and Lozardo in the bullpen. What are your thoughts?
I don't think Nola's going to the pen. He's never done it before. I've said this before. I think on this show, certainly on my show at night, I think there's a better chance that Nola is not on the roster than he's used out of the pen.
Interesting.
Oof.
And that's because of injury, Jody. You're saying he doesn't get good enough.
Yeah.
That they justify pitching him at all.
I also think when Nola's healthy, his stuff doesn't work in the bullpen. He's not like where Lizardo's, he could work in the bullpen.
See, I don't buy that. I hear people say that. I just don't buy it. James makes such a big deal about strikeouts and all this nonsense. What do I care about strikeouts? Just get outs. Whoever gets the most outs. That's all I care about.
Well, it's just a predictor of success is more.
Yeah, you know what? Greg Maddux was a predictor of success.
Yeah, Greg Maddux was a one of a kind. Like, you know the way it is. It's just what numbers you look at to predict future success. That's all.
Yeah, I just think that's a horse's hiney comment.
You think that swing and miss doesn't matter? You think that it's better if guys pitch to contact?
Here's what I care about. I care about ERA more than strikeouts, period.
Well, hold up. ERA is a dependent stat on your fielders, on the way the team is. Like, ERA is somewhat dependent. Like, let's be honest. I agree with you. Giving up runs matters more than strikeouts. I'm just saying, if you're looking at future success, strikeouts is something that a pitcher controls. ERA is not fully in their control.
All right. We're in an analytics
conversation.
No, I get you, James. All right, Eric, give me an answer. What had people scratching their head?
Well, I actually had the answer for Wheeler, but the guy took it. So I'm going to say Malcolm Butler not playing in the Super Bowl.
That's a good answer.
Oh, that is a good answer.
Really good. And we are kind of scratching our heads about it.
Our second Malcolm Butler-related answer.
Malcolm, very popular today.
Wow.
Yeah, because of the – yeah.
That is a good answer right there. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Jody, I will report back to you after I'm done The Sopranos. I mean, it'll probably be in a couple months. I'm telling you, I think you might not have been in there, man. I'm going to listen very closely. If anybody knows The Sopranos inside and out, or if you're rewatching it now, be on the listen for Mac Mann's voice. In one of the six seasons, he says it's in there. I just haven't heard it yet, but we'll see. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, the Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Painter better be Nolan Ryan. For this team at this age, not to go all in, and he's going to be here, quote-unquote, for the next 10 years, who's already had a major, major surgery. He better come out guns a-blazing. I guess we're not going to see him until next year to have a major impact. If you put him in the bullpen this year, I don't know. I am very disappointed.
Well, they are putting a lot of eggs in his basket for the future, especially with Wheeler if he only pitches two more years.
Eric Allen. Yeah, baby. I'm yours.
What was that last thing you said?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. No, well said, sir.
That's not enough, Dave. The Padres loaded up 13 prospects. The Mets loaded their bullpen. Good luck scoring on either bullpens in the playoffs. Boom. Done. Wild card, NLDS, we're done.
Did the Padres really trade 13 prospects?
Yeah, the Padres traded like their number one, their number three, their number four, their number six, their number seven, like their number 10. Like, they traded like seven of their top 10 prospects. It was wild.
So,
like,
James, who's a bigger favorite to win the World Series, the Phillies or the Padres?
The Phillies are.
Phillies still are.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, it was like a whole, everyone's like arms race. In reality, the Padres are the team that went wild. Like, the Dodgers didn't do anything. The Mets and Phillies did similar amounts. The Mets did more in the bullpen, but the Phillies got an outfielder I like better than Cedric Mullins. It ended up not being an arms race as much as the Padres just going wild.
I wonder if that's because the Padres have never won a World Series and maybe their owner just wants it that, because they've never won one, right?
Got there in 1994, got there in 1999. Yep.
And their general manager.
2 years against the Yankees, weren't they? What, two of those four?
No, they weren't in the World Series with this group.
The Braves were two of the four.
This group hasn't made the World
Series. No, I'm talking about, didn't they make it twice in the 90s? But I think it was only once.
No, it was once. It was 99.
And their general manager just loves to trade. I knew this was coming.
Oh, AJ
Preller likes to deal more than any other general manager in baseball.
Wow. All right.
Joe, I want to buy your book, but I'm in Wisconsin, so how would I go about doing that? Is there an online buying option? I'd love to get this for my kid, for myself, and any other Eagles fan I come across here in the great state of Wisconsin. Love you guys. Go Birds!
Thank you. Yes, you can get it on Amazon. Amazon.com. It's called The Best of Philly Sports. So you won't be able to get it till September 9th, but you can pre-order it. You can pre-order it now, and it'll come to you right around the second week of the Eagles season.
Was that a planned plug?
Not by me, it wasn't. Seltzer.
That's a good.
I don't choose them. You have to ask Lewis about that.
Seltzer, make sure that call gets into Time's Yours every day.
You should be rotating every day. I got you. No problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, in case your ears were full of wax, Amazon.com, the best of Philly sports. And with that, and thank you, sir. With that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, window to the weekend right now, presented by Got a Door and Window. Take advantage of Got a Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So in addition to the Philly series, which obviously is interesting, and 2 months to go, stretch run, all that stuff, let me get you set for the weekend. Two main things that are really, really cool. One, congratulations to Eric Allen. He goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. So obviously his speech and what he says when he's interviewed, it's going to be great stuff. He's going to get that, you know, ceremony where he gets the jacket. So major congrats to Eric Allen. The other is the Phillies Alumni Weekend. So let me get you set for it, especially if you have tickets, want to watch on TV, listen here on WIP. Here's what you need to know. Tonight's game, 6:45 game. 6 o'clock is when the ceremony starts. So be in your seat by 6 o'clock. That is when, with the Wall of Fame night, the Phillies tonight will honor Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade. Congrats to J. Roll and Ed Wade on the Phillies Wall of Fame. That's tonight starting at 6. Tomorrow night's game, well, it's actually afternoon, 4:05 game. Half hour before that, 3:35, the Phillies will honor the great Dick Allen with his Hall of Fame recent induction. Of course, he passed away, but they will have a big ceremony honoring the great Dick Allen. Pre-game recognition starts at 3:35. Dick Allen's widow, Willa Allen, will be there. His son, Richard Allen, will be there. His Hall of Fame plaque will be on display during the ceremony and also on display for a good stretch of the game behind Section 133. Section 133, where you can get a photograph with Dick Allen's Hall of Fame plaque. That's very cool. Final thing, Sunday night. So it's a Sunday night game. That's 7:10. And, the, you know, obviously this all rolls on with the Phillies. Two things that night. One, they bring, like, all the alumni back. So whichever alumni can make it, and there's a big list. I got them in front of me, like 70 people or something. It's a huge list. And the other thing, 75th anniversary tribute to the 1950 Phillies Whiz Kids, who, of course, famously won the pennant, second Phillies team to ever reach the World Series, played the Yankees in the World Series. Ceremonial first pitch that night will be thrown by Robin Roberts III and Richie Ashburn's son, Richard Ashburn Jr.
Love that.
How great is that?
That's so, so awesome, dude.
Get your butts to the seat for the ceremonies. Be tuned, radio and TV to see it all.
One also, more. Wheeler versus Scooble tomorrow.
That's where I was going, James. Yeah. Thank you. You got to take it out to the field at some point. Cy Young versus Cy Young on Saturday night.
Awesome. Love it. All right, everyone, have a great, a tremendous weekend. Joe and Hugh, of course, are up next. Thanks to everyone in the hospitality at Borgata, and we shall talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.